Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time. The Score!
Our transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food. Thanks to all of our guests. That includes everybody who called in, texted, joined us on Twitch. You guys did a great job. Patricelle's on the back. This is Victory Tuesday for you. Going up on a Tuesday, if you will. Thanks to Tim Jenkins. Thanks to our other guest, Patrick Manley, as well. Thanks to Anthony Heron, enjoying his koi pond and water feature. And thanks to Marshall Harris, Mark Rohde, Ray Diaz, Layla Rahimi, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis. And thanks to Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel for also bringing in food today. My word, we had a bounty.
Mm-hmm. It's a Victory Chicken Tuesday. So we were hot on the trail of Victory Chicken and brought that in, but honey baked ham with the goods.
That's pretty good.
They are in Lakeview, and the turkey was so good.
It was very much like we did a Friendsgiving.
Oh, it really was.
Between the Popeyes and the honey baked ham, we put it together. We had everything.
Take a little bit of that coleslaw from the Popeyes and go with the honey baked ham. Let's roll.
But also the turkey wasn't dry. We didn't have to lie about it like you do at other Thanksgivings.
That's facts, because that's why I don't like turkey, because I had too much dry turkey as a child.
Yeah. And you know what? Now the Bears don't suck, so you don't have to lie about them at Thanksgiving either. And be like, oh, they're going to get a turn.
Well, let's get to Thanksgiving first.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you the first person to troll the Bears will be my dad asking why I'm watching again, even though the game is on Friday this year. He'll be like, wait, you're doing this on Friday?
That is the clearing of the Hurst hurdle. I will say that, Spiegs, that we do, I think we do know that about this Bears team.
They
and it's
suck.
A real thing.
They don't suck.
They don't
man.
Suck. And it, I know it's like it sounds like we're joking, but it's true. Like that is a hurdle that the Bears had to clear this year.
Dude.
And they are not in the bottom of the
Hold
NFL
on.
This
Hold
year.
On. I had to convince you that they weren't going to embarrass themselves on national TV.
Well,
the bar wasn't even to not suck. It was just to not embarrass yourself. And Grody was skeptical.
They won. They won the game. They beat the Commanders on the road in a nor'easter 25-24. They don't suck. I don't know how good they are. I don't know if I'm ready to say the Bears are going to be in the playoffs because they're 4-2 and they've won 3 in a row. I'm pretty comfortable with them not sucking,
hey,
though.
It's, hey, it's only 3-2.
They're only 3-2.
Excuse me.
They should be 4-2 after Sunday.
Yeah.
And let us all remember they were 4-2 and then went on a 10-game losing streak
last year.
That
was a different
4-2, though.
I forgot
about the 3-game win streak last year. I was on board with Haw. I was like, yeah, it is the first time in 5 years. Did I forget about that? Yes.
Yeah,
because block it out of my mind. Uh-huh.
The win in London against Jacksonville was the third, right? And then they must have had a good time on the flight home. Yeah, that's a real win. That's a real win on the road, though. Win on the road against a real team.
And that's
nice.
Is that win better than any win that Matt Eberflus put up in his time as Bears head coach?
He doesn't get credit for the Green Bay win.
No, it's Thomas Brown.
Gone. It's Thomas Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
What
I think
about
it
that
is.
One over the 49ers where everybody slid in the rain?
That was his first game ever.
Yeah, who was the quarterback for the 49ers in that game?
Trey Lance.
Exactly.
How about the one against the Patriots coming off the mini bye?
No, that's when the Patriots were done.
I know, but it's still Belichick, and he still
counts.
He doesn't even.
We
he's,
as a
he's
station,
not even coaching
Matt,
football
right.
anymore.
We as a station were obsessed with the mini bye.
Yeah, because he came out of it and did something. And now we, as a station, we're properly obsessed with Ben Johnson out of the bye. And how do you like how that looked coming out of the bye? Isn't that fascinating? The smallest menu of any game yet in terms of the plays, because they execute best at just a few things. So let's just focus on that. I love that.
Imagine
that. Oh, my God. I couldn't love that more.
Imagine that being the idea of coaching of, hey, I've got all these plays. Yeah, well, we don't run 75% right? of them well.
Instead of using your bye week to expand on your geniusness so you can unzip some more, I mean, forgive the euphemism, but that's how it's always been with offensive play collectors.
What do you think of this?
No, that was a different year too.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, but like, but
got people in trouble.
Why don't we just take out enough to win and like just use the only bit that you need? I thought that was ingenious.
But here's the thing, though, is it really depends on the coach, because don't you remember when at the beginning of the season Ben was saying no, they're going to have to adjust to what I want to do, and previously we had always said, no, you need to just call what your talent can actually run. And we were willing to overlook it for Ben Johnson. We respected him enough and the resume enough to say that that was a reasonable ask. And he still ended up having to change.
Well, we gave him credit for actually knowing a lot of different football systems, mm-hmm. which he does, and having representatives of those systems on his staff, this wide array of strategies, instead of just being a guy who comes from the Andy Reid tree and runs the Andy Reid stuff and hammers that home. I know I keep going back to Nagy, but that's the last time we had what we thought was an offensive genius, but it was a complete and utter one-trick pony that got exposed again and again and again.
Yeah, he left the full menu out until he absolutely couldn't
anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. And this guy's
dogmatic.
Like, this guy's like, well, why don't I just figure out what we can actually do? Oh, DeAndre Swift in the wide zone with a better left tackle? Let's go ahead. And here you go. I mean, my goodness.
That caught my ear, Ben Johnson saying that it's the smallest menu offensively that he's used. And the other thing that caught my mind was Ben Johnson saying it's the cleanest he's seen the guys up front. It's the best he's seen the offensive line this year, which is very interesting because Theo Benedet was your left tackle. Darnell Wright returns from injury with the brace on, and there it was, the offensive line Ben Johnson has been dreaming about since we saw Theo Benedet magically appear in the left tackle battle that was Ozzie Trapillo and Braxton Jones. Yes.
If you want to give yourself an opportunity to dream, and I think that all Bears fans deserve that, you can look at the next 4 weeks and you can go, huh, Saints are not good.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore is a disaster right now.
And
Cincinnati is a disaster right now.
Yep.
And the quarterback and the running back in New York will probably be concussed by the time you take them on early in November.
Yeah.
They'll concuss each other with headbutts and Stone Cold Steve Austin bruise.
Hey, we had two Bears run into each other last night. And Noah Sewell's out with a concussion.
Yeah, it's the truth.
That was scary, man.
That was really bad.
But they weren't trying to do that. And Cam Scataboo.
You're right. But to see
your
Noah
boy
Sewell's,
Marshall.
Yeah, he's a very good football player.
Mr. Dart.
No. Cam Scataboo. I covered him when he was in high school.
He was in high school
in the Sacramento area, and he was. You can imagine what he looked like against high school kids because he was running just as hard as he is now, and he wasn't recruited, so he ended up at Sac State before transferring up. And at Sac State, he was something of a local legend, and you can understand why.
He runs like the Juggernaut.
Yes.
Like, that's what he runs like.
Even though he's not as big as the Juggernaut, not as strong as the Juggernaut, but somehow he just feels like, I cannot be stopped. I have a magical helmet on because otherwise I would be concussed.
You guys remember the Super Jock toys from the 70s where you had to like smack down their head straight down and then they would kick?
No, Speaks, you're the oldest person here.
I guess I am.
Sorry, I can't help you on that.
I am interested. Go on
but
in this.
Super Jock, and there was Super Jock and Jill, I believe, as well. But Super Jock, and you had to smack their head up. That's what that looked like when Noah Sewell's head went straight into the rest of his body.
It was
scary.
Very
as hell.
Scary. You're seeing a neck compress.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I thought Buck was, Joe Buck, friend of the show, was totally on point. He's like, well, let's hope for the best. Then they came back from the break. He's like, well, there's the best. He's walking
off. He got
up. Yeah, exactly. Was not sure what we'd get.
But yeah, you can dream a little bit if you want.
It is a violent game.
But it is a week-to-week league. And the Spencer Rattler revenge game is Sunday.
You know what we do have coming up is we have six straight Sunday noon games.
How about that?
How do you feel about that? None
of
those can be flex?
Well, hey, yeah, that's the thing. Can one of those be flex?
One of those can be flex.
Are we flex friendly yet? How early is flex?
Well, last year the Commanders game got flexed.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah. I don't see any of these games worthy of flexing, except for maybe the Vikings game.
Yeah, well, I think that Vikings flexy. Game, that is very...
And depending on what the Giants are.
Market one versus market three. And if
Flexual.
Flexin.
Flexual.
Chris Flexin.
It's conflexual.
You'd get flexual healing.
The reflex. The reflex. Flex.
I'm glad we can make that sound inappropriate too. I'm glad we're making everything sound inappropriate.
We have tremendous skills in this regard.
We're happy enough to be making bad jokes.
And we really are.
This is what happens when the offense functions and team functions. We get to make worse jokes.
There was a guy at the security desk on my way in wearing a Bears hat, and I just wanted to go up to him and say, "Sir, let's be honest. That wasn't necessarily your number one hat today, but you reached into the hat rack and you're like, that's my jam. Today is a Chamber of Commerce Bears hat day. It really is."
What was going on with all those hats and Bears gear when Jake Moody had that kick blocked and then Jaden Daniels the 37-yard play to Jalen Lane and then Zach Ertz touchdown to make it 24-60?
Being thrown to the ground.
Yeah. Did anybody?
In anger.
Some were stomped on.
Did you guys all, I assume everybody here thought they were going to lose at that point, or did anybody feel like, the Bears got a little something?
No, it felt like they were going to lose down to about 4 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
Until that fumble, right? It felt like they were going to lose.
I thought when they had to punt, what was that, six and change? When they had to punt and the offense is walking back to the sideline, I'm like, man, that was a moment right there. And you're going to look back on all the times they were in the red zone and didn't finish. And that's the moment that Caleb talks about after the game. He knew he had to buck up, right? And watch his body language. He brought it up and said, "This is what I've been working on. And I know that I had to be strong for my guys and show confidence for my guys." And I heard that and I'm like, damn, look at these little moments of maturity for our guy.
They're even at that punt point when they punted with the 6+ left, I was like, they're going to get the ball back with a chance to win this game. I was just like, I don't know if they're going to do it, but I think they'll get a chance. And because of, you know, maybe this is a little bit nostalgia looking back to last year and what had happened, and I was also thinking about the first Monday Night Football game, I was like, I could see a little poetic justice coming twofold here, where the Bears are the ones who come back in the fourth quarter and make it happen.
Well, and Caleb drove the team down the field the last time.
He did.
That's right.
Like, that is something that he should be able to say, "I'm that dude. I did this last time. Let's go."
Yeah, he's good in those moments, isn't he? Something about him relaxes.
Swift was the man, though. 10-yard run, 15-yard run.
Yeah, if only someone would have listened about adding them to your fantasy team.
He was out there?
No, my opponent had him. It's fine. I won my game. But the point is, I've been on a journey with DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, I thought he was on your team and you cut him or something.
I did.
You cut DeAndre Swift.
I drafted him.
And then last night, me and Tanny was like, "You should maybe pick him up for tonight."
But somebody else had, but I'm loaded running back. I'm good. Marshall, thank you for your concern.
Who's your running back?
Javonte Williams and Josh Jacobs and Bill Kroski Merritt and Ashton Gentry.
Who did better last night, Bill?
You have all of those?
Bill or DeAndre?
And Rico Dowdle. Yeah, no, I'm loaded.
Rico had an amazing week.
Two in a row. But I believed in DeAndre when they signed him, and then I fell out of love. Apparently. Last year, I destroyed him all last year, and then I thought, ooh, in the offseason, maybe he's going to be something this time around.
Yeah, you cut him, and as I'm telling you, you know that this, wide zone stuff that they do, the concept actually works really well for him.
I know, but those first
three
games. Drew
Dahlman showed out on some of those designed outside run plays.
He still looked like somebody I didn't want to have in my fantasy team in those first three games, but he ran hard last night, didn't he?
I mean, you can't get all the running backs. How in the hell do you have everybody?
I know.
It's bad league.
Sounds like a bad league.
Does somebody else have all the tight ends or something? How does this work?
Yeah, pretty much. I got a couple idiots in my league.
To you guys, a point that Chris Tannehill made, and I think it's an excellent point that needs to be discussed further. Had Caleb gone to the sidelines and was ha-ha and key-keying.
Oh, my goodness.
After throwing an interception, how would people have reacted to it? here and everywhere.
You wipe that smile off your face.
You never get to smile again.
He doesn't have the credentials to do what Jaden Daniels can do. Only because, and I say that because Jaden Daniels has obviously been playing just as long as Caleb, but he actually went to the NFC Championship game and embarrassed the Lions. Like, I get what, you're right. We would be losing our minds. There's no doubt about that.
And I don't even know if it's necessarily we. I know that it would have led national telecast today had Caleb laughed off an interception.
That's the difference between being number one and number two.
Well, he actually was the opposite on the bench. I mean, he was
fired
yelling.
Up.
Yeah.
You know what's also really nice about that game? Not seeing Tyreek Stevenson until about the third quarter because they were afraid to throw to Tyreek Stevenson side of the field because they had Nashon Wright to pick on. It just, to me, was
they
just
sure
symbolic.
Did.
See, they did, and that was bad. It was symbolic of, okay, Tyreek Stevenson has gotten a little bit of respect over the last couple of weeks.
And he deserves it. You know what's funny? After he got beat on the double move, they showed him on a close-up, and I felt like they were kind of, from a TV perspective, I felt like they were kind of urging Troy and Joe to go down the Tyreek narrative. Mm-hmm. They're like, they isolated on him for a minute, and Joe didn't go there.
Very banana in the tailpipe. They didn't fall for it.
They didn't fall for it.
Good.
Then they came back later. They gave you the Hail Mary with, 6 minutes left to go? They waited until the very end to give it to you.
But that's the appropriate time, because now it's late in the game. And
it's a close game.
And we want to remind you what happened.
And it could have played out that way.
Exactly.
Could have.
I love that this head coach didn't even talk about it with the team. Didn't need to.
Half
of these
guys
wasn't my team. Half of these guys weren't here. It's not something we even discussed as a team.
I don't know.
Maybe this is me being a meatball, but I believe more in Ben Johnson than any player on that team.
100%, Marshall. That's the story coming out of that game to me. Your coach is a superstar.
There's also some gamesmanship to be had if you say it didn't affect you. Like, that is also some
good
strategy.
But half of these people were not here.
Yeah, and all of that is fine. But here's what can happen. You can't acknowledge that to fans it matters. That to your fans who buy tickets to watch you play,
sure.
And they buy the ads of the things that are advertised on your games, they want to know that this matters to you some.
Is that the
because
head coach's
it sure
concern?
Matters. No, but it's acknowledgement.
I don't care if the head coach acknowledges that.
Honestly, I thought it was disingenuous on the part of Ben Johnson to say that or not address it. That was pop culture. Every single player in the NFL was on their phones. Every single head coach in the NFL was on their phones watching that. Every GM, every owner.
So
the idea that just because they weren't here last year, it doesn't need to be addressed.
He said,
it was a big damn deal that was in part derailed the Bears' season. So I thought that was disingenuous.
He said we didn't talk about it as a team. You think he talked about it with Tyreek Stevenson?
I don't know. I mean, 100%. I don't know why you don't talk about it as a team. Why not acknowledge something that should motivate the team? And everybody saw it and laughed about it and had an opinion about it, including every single guy in that locker room.
They don't need it to be motivated. They don't need it.
How do you
know
that?
You don't think coaches aren't saying, don't be that dude the next week?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, why not address it? It's ridiculous.
Because what they're doing every week and what he's been instilling since training camp is enough to motivate them to show the hell up.
I got to say, I'm with Spiegs on this one, Grody, just because it worked. His approach worked.
Of course. But, I mean, even during the week in real time while we were asking guys, and Ben Johnson is, systematically telling us he doesn't know anything about it, he doesn't want to talk about it. Okay, you guys were all laughing about it and talking about it last year, so whatever.
It's not like a basketball team where 9 of 12 of your roster is back. It's not like that. Tyreek is an issue to discuss it with, and he talked about it all week, and I'm sure the coach did. But as a team and as a group, they don't need it.
What are you talking about? I mean, it affected everybody in that locker room. Everybody had an opinion on the record, off the record. It was a mess. It was a disaster. Mm-hmm. So if this was 2 years removed or something like that, then I would not have a problem with it. And again, I don't have a massive problem with it. I just, when people say, I'm glad that he didn't bring it up, I find that to be disingenuous.
Well, I'm not being disingenuous.
No, you're not. I'm saying that Ben Johnson is insane. To me, it's just weird that something that was that magnified in the NFL, all over the world, basically, and we're just going to be like, nothing happened. We're not going to talk about it because that's not going to motivate
anybody.
I think
it's more for us and for media than it is for the team this year, and I'm cool with that.
No, they won the game, so Bears.
Good point.
Yeah, Bears.
Grody.
Yep. 25-24, 2 weeks in a row.
Which
like
is
that.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
Both games ending on kicking plays, really? That's pretty crazy. Here's what we have planned. Kurt Warner is going to join us.
You see the damn game?
Yeah, Kurt saw it.
Think I'm stupid?
All the way from Europe, he saw it, and we'll talk with him at 2:40. Then, I mean, it's our pro day. You talk about a pro day? This is our pro day. Kurt Warner at 2:40, Matt Forte at 3, Matt Bowen at 4. That's pretty good, right?
Ask Matt Bowen if they'd be talking about it.
I'll be listening.
And then other stuff. Oh, Cassie Carlson is going to be on the show today, too.
Cassie Carlson.
That's exactly right. We will talk about this game and it being a building block win for the Bears after Tanny's Open, which is next.
Grody, Grody, you meet me out in the hallway.
Yeah, right now, buddy.
Right now.
It's high noon. It's going down.
Let's go.
Old school.
Good.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.